when a club opens the door, offering a worship service with humility and respect. Sometimes, in motorcycle chaplaincy, a door opens that should never be treated casually. A club, riding group, or biker circle may say, "You can do a service." That is a significant moment. It means trust has been extended. It means permission has been given. And it means the chaplain now has an opportunity to serve in a way that must be handled with great humility and respect. The first thing to remember is this: permission is not ownership. Just because a club opens the door to a worship service does not mean the chaplain now controls the setting. The chaplain is still a guest. The chaplain is still serving inside a relational space shaped by trust, culture, memory, and often careful watching. That matters. A wise chaplain does not act like he has finally won the platform. He does not become bigger, louder, or more entitled because people said yes. He becomes more careful, more prayerful, more respectful. Why? Because ministry in that moment is not about performing religion. It is about stewarding trust. From a ministry sciences perspective, settings like this carry emotional meaning. People may be curious, cautious, grieving, skeptical, hungry, respectful, resistant, or quietly open all at once. Some may welcome the service deeply. Others may simply be honoring the space being offered. A chaplain should never assume that permission from leaders means equal readiness in every person present. That is why posture matters. Humility means you understand that the service is not there to prove something about you. It is not there for you to show how powerful your preaching is. It is not there for you to make the room feel like a church sanctuary against its will. It is there for you to offer a Christ-centered moment with dignity, brevity, clarity, and respect. In organic humans' language, the people in front of you are embodied souls. They bring bodily presence, memory, grief, loyalty, curiosity, and sometimes spiritual weariness into that moment. They are not an audience to conquer. They are people to serve. A good chaplain also thinks ahead. What did the club actually ask for? A short devotional? A memorial service? A blessing before a ride? A simple worship gathering? Clarity matters. If people ask for 10 minutes and the chaplain brings 45, trust can be damaged. If people expected brief prayer and scripture and instead receive pressure and emotional manipulation, the chaplain may close the door that was opened. So, before leading, the chaplain should be clear. What kind of service is this? How long should it be? Is music appropriate? Is there a certain tone expected? Will this be before a ride, after a loss, during a gathering, or in a club-approved quiet moment? Clarity protects dignity. The chaplain should also be spiritually clear. This is a Christian service, not vague inspiration, but Christian clarity does not require harshness. You can be faithful to Christ without acting forceful. You can speak of God's mercy, hope, truth, and presence without trying to overpower the room. A wise chaplain enters the moment with gratitude. Gratitude for the invitation. Gratitude for the trust. Gratitude for the chance to offer prayer, scripture, and a brief word of hope. That gratitude helps protect the chaplain from pride. So when a club opens the door, do not rush in carelessly. Walk in with humility. Stay role aware. Respect the setting. Honor the permission that was given. Keep the service clear, brief, and sincere. Let your tone carry peace, not pressure. Because when worship is offered with humility and respect, people often remember not only what was said, but how it was brought. And in motorcycle chaplaincy, that can shape trust for a long time.